This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Violence is marking the final round of runoff elections in Egypt. There have been clashes between voters and police in more than one Egyptian city. And opposition groups say police also set up blockades to stop people from getting to the polls, even though President Hosni Mubarak's ruling party is close to winning a two-thirds majority in parliament. The violence and a crackdown by Egyptian security forces in the last round of voting have tarnished an image the government wanted to promote, the idea of a gradually opening political process. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon.
Whatever happens in this final round, the new Egyptian parliament will have the largest opposition faction in a half century. The early round saw heady gains, especially for the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood. Technically still banned as a political party, the Brotherhood fielded independent candidates who were recognizable by their common slogan, "Islam is the solution." But when the polls opened for the previous round last Thursday, civilian election observers say they were disappointed to see that the government had reverted to the violent tactics of the 2000 and 1995 campaigns. Ahmed Sami, part of the National Campaign for Monitoring the 2005 vote, said the beatings, kidnappings, and selective vote suppression were sadly familiar.
You are talking about the same violence. You are talking about the police stopping the voters to reach the polling stations, because the Muslim Brotherhood really scared the government. I think the police people are now very happy because they think, okay, this is the way we know elections.
Muslim Brotherhood spokesman Essam Erian believes the violence happened because the opposition was within reach of threatening the National Democratic Party's two-thirds majority, which the NDP wants very badly and now will almost certainly get. Erian says having police physically prevent Brotherhood supporters from voting was transparently clumsy.
And this is, of course, is very strange, because President himself and the government and the Ministry of Interior make many, many appeals and call people for voting. And then the people who want to vote, they are prevented.
Erian says things have gotten worse as the final runoff approached. Over the weekend, Egyptian police said they'd arrested 170 people and charged them with inciting violence in the election. Erian says more than 1,000 Brotherhood candidates or supporters have been seized since then. NDP Policy Committee member Mohamed Kamal says overall the elections have been free and fair, but he says some irregularities have occurred.
This is also part of the new environment we live in. I am sure many elements of the police force are not well trained, and they had to react on the spur of the moment. And I think that explains many or some of the irregularities that took place.
A number of voters say they supported Muslim Brotherhood candidates because they promised to improve the schools and fix the roads, not because they want to see Egypt turn into an Islamic theocracy. But Kamal says the Brotherhood's moderate campaign promises have yet to be tested.
Because up until this moment, they depend on religious slogans. Their goal is to create a religious state in Egypt. Hopefully, when they are part of the political game, this will help them to evolve into a conservative group rather than a religious group.
Appellate Court Judge Hisham Bastawisi, part of a judge's club that has been highly critical of Egyptian election practices, says that's the line the NDP has taken all along, that the world should see Mubarak and the dominant party as the last line of defense against a surging Islamist movement.
They wanted to have about 40 members of parliament from the Muslim Brotherhood, but they didn't expect them to get 70 or even 100 seats. But from the beginning, they wanted the Brotherhood to be the only opposition, so the West would be afraid of what democracy in Egypt would bring.
Bastawisi says the reform movement in Egypt was especially stung by the reaction from the U.S. State Department spokesman, who said they had no information that Egypt didn't want fair elections. Bastawisi says the message seems to be that Egyptians can expect a lot of high-minded rhetoric about democracy, but very little substance or follow-through. Meanwhile, the liberal secular opposition parties have been left with almost no presence in the new parliament. Their most prominent voice was Ayman Nour, who came in second in the recent presidential voting. He now sits in a jail cell, awaiting a verdict in his trial on what he says are trumped-up charges. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.